Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Christ's Blessing on this, well, it's an amazing day here, just glorious, the fifth day of June. My goodness, we're moving into summer in the north and winter in the south, into one or the other of our extreme seasons, and either one can be glorious and beautiful, just depending upon how much we cherish it and how lovingly we approach it. It's all in the way we look at things, really. And that's one of the things I really want to focus on in my message today. But before I get into my message today, I would love to hear from some of you in the community. I know someone will have a question, or someone will need to ask for a blessing, or a blessing for someone else. So, oh, I see Elizabeth is on the call. Hi, Elizabeth, and your line is open.
Hi, Glenda. I would just like to ask for a blessing for my brother, Hugh, who lives in Sydney, Australia. He's going for a test that may be for prostate cancer. We're hoping it's not, but I was just asking for a blessing for him on Tuesday. He's going for the test, and I'm hoping for a positive result that it's not that.
So we have him on our list, and we'll hold him in our hearts.
And also, I have an angiogram tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, and I just asked for a blessing for the doctors and myself as well. Thank you, Glenda, very much.
So welcome. You are so welcome. And I think that you're going to really enjoy my message today, because it's all about how we get above these stressful events that we face that sometimes become worse just because they are stressful events. And there's no question about it. We all face those, and sometimes we face them every day, and the stress builds up to where it starts to seem like the norm. Instead of being a stressful event, it's like, well, okay, that's the way my life is. But we have a better way of looking at that. Anyone else want to come on the line and ask for a blessing? We're going to give a few minutes for everyone to show up. I started the call actually, I think, a minute early this time, and we're getting more and more people every second coming online. So here we have Liz. Hi, Liz. And I am opening your line right now. It doesn't seem to want to open. You may have your own mute on. You'll have to take that off if you do. So this is Liz Winterhawk. And Liz, we are trying our best to bring you online. But so far, we'll just go with Scott. And let's see. Scott is not dissolving either. So, okay, Scott, you're on.
Oh, okay, thank you. One of my favorite things to talk about is really all the subjects from Love Without End.
Good.
And I've got a tremendous opportunity that's come into my life at this time. There's a very experienced officer from one of my clubs who's leading something called a Speaker's Bureau program, and it's the ability to enter your name on a brochure and speak at different organizations that just want to have a good speaker.
Oh, excellent.
And I really just want a blessing from the master to put together information really well and just have it be a great experience for any potential audience that I get to speak to.
Oh, that's great. And you know, Scott, thanks for posing this question this way, because I think a lot of people only think of asking for a blessing if something's hurting or challenged or wrong or challenging. But actually, we can ask for a blessing for the things we most want, for the things that are working, but we want to make sure they work better. So thanks for offering that new direction for the request of blessing, because I have an idea that there are a lot of people who would like to ask a blessing in that way. And I'm going to see if I can open Liz's line now. Let's see, and it doesn't seem to want to open. So I'll try Chris. Hi, Chris. You're on. Chris, your line is open. Unmute your phone.
There you go. You're right. I had to unmute my phone. Yeah, I'm driving through Ohio. It's a glorious day here, too, and so I'm glad you're experiencing that as well. I thought I would also put in a blessing request. Things are starting to, I guess the best word is open up in my experience, and some things are coming to resolution that have just been hanging. And it seems as I change, the potential or the possibility for change to happen increases. And so I would like just blessings for this, evolution to continue and to move into deeper and deeper union with life and love and the will of the Father. So thank you.
Excellent. That's a wonderful request. And it's the kind of request that I think we can all relate to, because there are times when, even though everything's going well, it's going well at an, shall we say, at a level of effort. It's going well at a level of thinking things through, applying things, but we could just use that extra little assistance that comes from a higher ground.
Yeah.
And
one more little comment, if you don't mind. It's been a series of challenges, mostly internal, that, you know, you can almost say overcome or transcend, probably transcend, but that's what's causing the opening. But it was a challenge, and like you said, faced with the right attitude, really helps to clear some space. So I'm just grateful for that. Thanks.
Oh, that's great. That's great, Chris. Wonderful contribution, and I'm sure something that so many people can relate to. Okay, Liz, we got your line open, and you're on.
Terrific. Hi, from Mount Shasta, Linda, and thanks and blessings. Blessings to all. I'd like to ask a blessing today for my music teacher, Beverly, who took a dive out hiking and has a fine new cast on her left ankle.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah, so she can use a lot of blessings. She had a stroke a couple years ago and did amazing work to bring herself back. We're really grateful it wasn't that, but we'd like to get her on her feet as soon as possible.
Oh, wonderful. And let's see, her name?
Beverly.
Beverly.
Yeah. She's also the music director for our Amma Sat song, so we miss her in lots of ways.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, and her little cat, Sammy, who's concerned.
Oh, how sweet. So Sammy needs a blessing, too.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. And I see that Joshua is on the line. Hi, Joshua.
Hello, yes. My name is Joshua Caffey, and I'm in Sedona, Arizona.
Oh, I feel right at home talking to you.
Yeah, it's about 105 right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we're having a bit of a heat wave up here. So listen, in the spirit of what you had mentioned earlier, there is a blessing that we would like to ask for.
Okay.
For the past year, I've been involved in working with some advanced, some scientists who are doing advanced regenerative medicine. And we're in the final stages of getting funding, and the negotiations are going on now to open clinics for the treatment of diabetes, lupus, and so many others. And we would just like a blessing that this goes through and we can provide this service.
Oh, that's a wonderful service. And yes, I noticed you were also enrolled in our new webinar that starts today, Rejuvenating Our Bodies Through Restoring Our Soul. And so there is a spiritual component in what you're trying to achieve. But it's so important that people have alternatives to the old traditional health approaches that often don't work or work and have bad side effects. So God bless you. And, yes, we will have that on our blessing list today and deeply in our thoughts.
Thank you.
Thanks for speaking up. And kiss the hills for me there. I miss them. For the rest of you that don't know that, I lived in Sedona for 15 years. So it's very much part of the history of my home ground. And I will always love it. So let me just go through the board, and if no one else has come online, I will give you the message that I want to give you today, not only mine, but this one is from Mother Nature. She had something to say to you, and Yeshua. All right, so I'm going to start with a sweet little thing that happened this morning. I was sitting on my back porch having my morning coffee, and just about maybe 15 feet away from where I was sitting in a flower bed is a miniature palm tree that a little cardinal mother bird has built her nest. And I watched her for several weeks building her nest and laying her eggs. And now she's sitting on the eggs. And poor little thing, we have been having so many rains. It's just, the rain has just been coming down in sheets. And I realized that she came really to be in that place, to connect with me, because not only is she within eyeshot of where I sit and have my morning coffee, but that little miniature palm is just outside my bedroom window. So I can go up to my window and watch her huddle over her nest, and I'm able to give her prayers and blessings when I see the rain pouring down in sheets on her, and I think, oh my gosh, she is built for love. She would give her life to protect her eggs and then her little infant babies when they're hatched. This is just the definition of unconditional love. There is not a moment she would question being there. I see her in the rain, and it's not as if she even minds the rain. She doesn't notice the rain. She just huddles down and does what any good mother would do. She just loves the job of being a mother. I think this is what our earth does for us. And this, of course, we've all had mothers, and we owe them so much because we have no idea until, of course, you're a parent yourself, how much, how great that love really is and what it feels like and how unconditional it can be. But I got another lesson this morning. And it was just as important, just as valuable. I went out just a little bit later to have my coffee. And I noticed she was not on her nest. Well, I didn't want to go anywhere near because I want her to always trust me. And I had a feeling she was probably somewhere in one of the trees around the property. She had just gone out probably to get some breakfast or some water and take a break from her motherly duties. Now, all of a sudden, in a distance, I heard her little chirp. Chirp, chirp. It's the little cardinal chirp is not loud. It's more like a beep, 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 beep. Well, and the little chirp got closer and closer. And I would hear it, I heard it from a distant tree to a closer tree and then to a tree that was about maybe 30 feet from where I was. And the closer it got, the more it became irritated. Like she was trying to tell me, will you please, please get up and leave so that I can go down and get on my nest? In other words, she was trying to solve a problem. Bless her little heart. She had a problem because she wanted to get back on the nest, but she didn't want me to see her go there. And I was sitting out there where, of course, I couldn't miss her. And I was being a little bit stubborn, but with love in my heart because I wanted her to learn to trust me. I wanted her to know that it's totally fine for you to be there. I know you're there. I love you. I won't hurt you. Just come on down. And she would get more and more annoyed with me, as if that little chirp would have done any good whatsoever. It would be like a little dog barking at an elephant. There was no way that little chirp was going to move me out of my chair or that I was going to change my position whatsoever because, A, I only had love in my heart for her, and, B, I wanted to teach her a lesson as well. So it's not just that we get lessons. We also have the opportunity of giving lessons. And finally, here she comes, diving with her wings spread out, like floating like a kite, as she just floats with absolute grace right on top of her nest. And then she just walks around the edge and settles into the nest and looks at me like, well, did you think you would stop me? As if I had that in mind. Of course, you know I didn't stay there to stop her. But she had to learn a lesson. And I'll tell you what that lesson was. And that was the power of grace. You see, we have a lot of different parts of our being. We all know that we've got a body, and we get our body to do things for us by feeding it, moving it, sleeping it to regain energy, working out and getting it to lift books, push shopping carts, drive cars, and so forth. In other words, we get our body to work for us. But we've also got a mind, and we get our mind to think for us. Solve problems. Face some of the difficult moments in life. We've got a heart. We call upon our heart for insight and courage, feeling, compassion, love, above all things, love. And we have our intuition. We've got a whole reservoir of experiences we can call on. By the time we're an adult, we have a huge accumulation of experiences that we can call on for either solving problems or enjoying life. We call upon all of these things. But there's a greater power. And, of course, we know that God is the greatest power of all, but that's not what I'm referring to. I'm talking about a power that you have within yourself. And that's the power of the soul. And your soul does not move by effort. It doesn't move by pushing life around. It doesn't move like the bird was trying to do by getting something out of the way or solving a problem. The soul takes flight. And by grace, it moves exactly to where it needs to be. Once that little bird saw that she did not have the physical size to move me out of that chair, or the emotional impact to make me feel guilty about being there, or to argue me out of what I was enjoying there with my coffee, or whatever else she had in her little heart and mind to persuade me through her voice and her gestures. It just wasn't going to work when all of the other things didn't work. She surrendered all of those other things, and she let go, and her little soul took flight. And her little soul is what had courage and direction, movement and meaning, and just took her right down to the nest. And she just walked around it like, well, I'll show you. You can't keep me from my nest. As if I would want to. But it was so sweet to see her explore all of her options and then settle on the very best one. Now, that's what we're going to be talking about in our webinar today. And by the way, congratulations to all of us. We have virtually a full house. I haven't checked in the last 15 minutes or so because I was getting ready for the blessing. But I believe we have, I think there's room for one more person, and that's it. So this is definitely one of the most popular and sought after seminars of all time. And you are going to be so glad you did it. If anyone wants to be that last person, I'll check as soon as we get off the blessing call and make sure you get your welcome letter. But this is what's so important about the blessing, is that the blessing calls forth the power of grace, which ultimately comes from God, the Father, the source of all grace, is conveyed into our lives through the Holy Spirit and is held in our heart by the love of Christ. When we have explored all the other options, when we find, like the little mother bird, that we're just too small to move around all the obstacles, to get across all the hurdles, to conquer all the adversaries, we're at a loss for how to solve a problem. Maybe we have a loss, and we're just in pain, and wondering how we can survive the loss, how we can live with it, when all else has failed. This is actually what we surrender to. We don't surrender to the loss. We don't ever surrender to the problem. We don't surrender to the adversary or the challenge. We surrender to our own soul. And it's amazing to think that we would need to surrender to our own soul. But the fact is, once you were born, your soul surrendered to life so that you could have a life experience without constant redemption from your need for challenge. What if you were like Superman, Superwoman? Everything you touched was just miraculously resolved, miraculously brought forward. You would learn nothing. You would have no richness of experience. You would not learn compassion. Now, as I've said many times before, there's no need to suffer. Suffering is what we do because we think we have to perpetuate the pain. But the fact is, we will all have pain. We will all have losses. We will all have challenges. And our soul surrendered at birth, so that you could have a life that could bring you new and rich experiences that will allow you to seek and desire the companionship of others, the love of others, to give love to one another, and to seek from inside your experience, the love of God, that you may be a force for bringing the love of God literally into the physical plane of existence, so that you and the love of God can partner inside of physical experience for the solving of problems, the resolving of issues, the settling of challenges in the name of justice, in the name of peace, in the name of goodwill. But when all the measures that you have at your hand prove to be as futile as the little bird chirping in the tree at someone 100 times her size, she just surrendered to her soul, and her soul knew what to do. That's what we get to experience in the blessing. And that's why I ask that you bring to the blessing not just your troubles, but also your dreams, your aspirations, your joys, your love, those you love the most, that you want to love more, those you want to know how to love better, the things in life you already do well, but you'd like to be great at it. So many times in the years when I spent most of my time painting, I would look at a painting and I would say, I've done well, but I want it to be great. Oh, Lord, please give me the insight and the strength, the inspiration, and the miraculous touch that I can take something good and to your glory make it great. That is the touch of grace. That is what makes all the difference. Here's a quote from Vincent van Gogh. Since I was talking about art, this is one of my favorite of his quotes. I put my heart and my soul into my work and have lost my mind in the process. That could be taken several ways, considering that he was quite insane at times and literally did lose his mind in the process. But that has a double meaning. He literally let go of his mind in order to put his heart and his soul into his work. And that is the greatness of his work. And my friends, you can do that with anything you do, whether you're a teacher or a bus driver, whether you're a doctor or whether you're a gardener, whether you're a housewife or whether you manage a hotel, whether you're a scientist or whether you're an art teacher, whatever you do, you can turn into greatness through the touch of your soul. And that's what I would like us to focus our blessing on today, because in that tribute to our soul, basically, all blessings are given. All blessings come by the power of grace. They're not by the power of effort, but by the power of God's grace and our ability and willingness to stand in God's grace and receive what otherwise would not have been possible. It would have been beyond our human measure to even know the answer, much less activate the answer, when our soul knows so much more. So let's begin the blessing. Blessing givers, I would like to ask you to stand with me. And those who are to receive the blessing, please be seated, arms and legs uncrossed, because there's a flow of energy that takes place in this blessing, and we want it to flow in a straight line from heaven to earth. And it will flow back from the earth to heaven. The flow, as does all energy, flows always both ways. If you've ever wondered sometimes why a flow stopped, it's because you didn't reciprocate. You didn't let it flow both ways. This is true of electricity in a wire coming into your house. It's true of magnetic signals. Any form of energy, it has to flow both ways. That is the nature of energy. This is why we ask that you have your feet bare so that you can receive energy back from the earth, and have your head uncovered unless it's your religious tradition to have your head covered, in which case make sure it's covered with a natural substance, something of nature, cotton, wool, silk, something natural, not polyester, okay? And just be still in your heart. Be there. Allow your attention to fall into your heart and surrender to the grace of God. I will offer my prayer to Yeshua, and then while we are conducting this energy, I would like you to be in your prayer. And your prayer can be for anything. It can be for healing, for abundance, for love, or for hope, for greatness, and for betterment in all things that you do. Whatever is in your heart, let that be a prayer. Dear Yeshua, thank you for coming to this earth to be God living among us, that we may see the presence of God in ourself, for humbling yourself to our level and telling us that even within ourselves, no matter how far we may have fallen away from the standards of ideal living, there is still God present in each one, that we were indeed created in the image of God, and through grace, we can be reconstructed and reformed in the image of God, walking upon this earth, bringing forth the grace of God to all areas of life, to everyone and everything we touch. We ask now to receive the blessing that you are so graciously offering to us, and that we may be filled with the Holy Spirit, with the grace of our Almighty Father, and with your love. We give thanks to you always. Amen. Amen. Your blessing is complete. Now, go and rest. Don't think, just rest and be with God. Be open to grace. Be open to messages of your soul and to all levels of nourishment that have been given to you this day. You're very loved, and I look forward to being with you again next week. Bye-bye for now.